First, some basic terms. Staphylococcus aureus, or staph, is a common bacterium. It likes warm, wet places like our noses and throats. About 30% of us carry it. And it can move between us as innocently as through a handshake. If the bacterium gets out of hand or travels where it shouldn't, like our bloodstream, we can get staph infections, and that can kill us. Hospitals treat hundreds of thousands of staph infections each year. Over the past 50 years, modern science has come to the rescue with antibiotics. One of them is methicillin. But staph is a very adaptable little bug, and one of its relatives is something called MRSA. That stands for methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. In other words, the antibiotic doesn't work on it. If you get MRSA, you've got a serious medical problem.
MRSA kills approximately 18,000 Americans every year. It kills more people than HIV.
And that's only in America. That, by the way, was Lance Price. He teaches at Northern Arizona University, and he does research at the Translational Genomics Research Institute, or TGen. He recently joined up with 20 researchers worldwide to study a strain of what's called pig MRSA. It seems humans aren't the only ones to get staph infections.
If you go to the CDC website and you'll read about MRSA, you'll learn about the five C's. And the five C's of MRSA transmission: it's crowding, contact, so skin-to-skin contact, compromised skin, contaminated surfaces, and then lack of cleanliness.
And Price argues there are few places where the five C's are more prevalent than a concentrated animal feedlot.
So you have pigs or chickens or whatever species crowded together in totally unsanitary conditions, surfaces covered in feces, and then you introduce the magic ingredient, which is antibiotics. And that's just an invitation for drug-resistant bacteria.
In fact, pig MRSA is not a rare find among people who work with livestock in these situations. Price's research looked at the pig MRSA DNA, and they were able to trace it to a non-MRSA strain of human staph. So, in other words, humans passed the staph to the pigs developed MRSA, and then the humans contracted the pig MRSA. It doesn't strain the intellect to imagine such a contagious little bug bouncing across species. What's relevant, says Price, is that medicine is trying to do something about human MRSA.
Physicians are being told not to throw antibiotics at every sniffly kid, and parents are learning that they shouldn't demand antibiotics every time their kid has a head cold. So there's all these programs to try and get this antibiotic use in human medicine under control.
But, says Price, farmers and livestock breeders are still using millions of pounds of antibiotics, and not for treating infections.
We're using antibiotics to make animals grow faster, to compensate for overcrowding, for unsanitary conditions, and then sometimes we're using for therapy. But most of the antibiotics are actually used for production purposes.
Price says something has to be done to close the circle. Because even if doctors are trying to limit the use of antibiotics, the livestock industry isn't. And since we know that MRSA can jump species, he worries we're headed toward a cliff where none of our antibiotics work anymore.
We've run out of antibiotics. We're not discovering them, and we're definitely not discovering them at the same pace that the bacteria are becoming resistant to antibiotics. So now that cliff's edge is not getting any longer, and we're barreling towards it at the same speed, and we're about to fall off.
At this time, says Price, pig MRSA is not a big threat to those of us who don't live around or work with livestock, and he still eats meat. He just recommends we follow the same advice we've been taught for years about cooking with meat. Cook it well, and then clean your hands, utensils, cutting boards, and counters well after contact. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Mark Beavis in Flagstaff.